previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
John Mayer, Last Train Home. It's 17 after 8 on your Wednesday morning. It's Mayer's Minute. Time, service delivery issues, questions raised by people just like you and me. Councillor Leander Kruger's on the line, spokesperson for Mayor Ngababanga from Nelson Mandela Bay. And he's going to be answering on behalf of the mayor and the metro these questions that have been sent in. Councillor Kruger, how is it going this morning on the metro side?
Good morning, Roland. It's lovely to be here. It's a chilly morning, but great to be here.
Well, we're starting with an environmental question today, so I think it fits in. It's a grass-related question. These are things people are wondering and wanting to know about. Amanda sent us a question and said, the park across from my home looks unsightly. Can the municipality cut it, please? What's your response?
Use some big news for Amanda. The long-outstanding contract for grass cutting in the metro has finally been resolved. During last year, many of the contracts in the municipality, such as the contract for grass cutting, expired, and there were no replacement contracts put in place. So the procurement process is to appoint new service providers in a legally compliant manner. Have taken some time, but they are now in place. And as of last week, all cutting has commenced across the metro, in our parks, in our public open spaces. There are 9 service providers that have been appointed for the next 3 years. There is a bit of a backlog for them to catch up, but grass cutting has commenced and the park across from Amanda's home will be cut very soon.
I join Amanda in being happy about that. Debbie sent a question and said, please ask the mayor when the streetlights in Central are going to be sorted out. Lots of calls have been made, but yet there are still parts of Central that are in darkness and have to supply their own spotlights for safety and security. What's happening with those lights in Central?
So again, this is one of the sad indicators of governance and services grinding to a halt during last year, where in one of the contracts in our municipality, which had come to an end, there was no contract in place for the metro to be able to buy bulbs. So for the whole of last year, there was not a single street light repaired in our city. This has also been since remedied. The contract is in place. The city has 9,000 bulbs in stock. There are more bulbs arriving. And thus far, the city has started the process of repairing lights. 1,114 streetlights have already been repaired, and step by step, the lights are being replaced. They're working on a rotation system, so they're doing certain streets in certain suburbs and then moving to other suburbs so that they can have an even spread of replacing the bulbs. But very soon, Debbie, as well, your streetlight will be repaired.
The next point is a very sore point for a lot of people. We often on Algoa FM and all over media, social media, etc., are talking about water savings because of our dam levels and so on. We frequently get this question from people in various areas. This one comes from Hedy Gerber-Buerta, who said, in Monmouth Street, there's a water pipe that's been leaking for 3 weeks. Help! What's up with that? And I'm sure there are people that have questions like this.
Water leaks is one of the saddest things to hear about water leaking. And it is a plague in our city. This particular leak of Haiti, we have escalated this, and I'm informed that the team will attend to it today. The Office of the Mayor will follow up with Haiti. But on the topic of water leaks, I think we need to understand that repairing water leaks is a moving target. The pipes in our city are exceptionally old, some of us being over 100 years old. And if we're going to fix every leak, it's going to mean we're going to have to fix every pipe. Now, this is quite a mammoth task. The city has about 4,800 kilometers of pipes, underground pipes, and the maintenance backlog on our pipes is about 647 million rand. That's just the maintenance backlog on our pipes and our infrastructure. If we had to replace the entire system, it would cost about 9.2 billion rand. So that's the magnitude of the challenge that we have with our infrastructure. Water leaks must be repaired, and they must be repaired speedily, absolutely. But just also bear in mind that fixing leaks is one of the aspects to resolving our water crisis. The water leaks are being fixed by the city. I can report that from January 2021 to date, the city has repaired 12,648 water leaks. But there's quite a number of leaks that have already been repaired. But as I've said, it's a moving target. There are always new leaks that are developing until we can replace our system. We also need to realize that fixing leaks as I've said, is not the silver bullet. It's not going to rescue the dire situation we're in. It is one of the aspects that we need to, and the city needs to accelerate to ensure that leaks are being repaired. The other very, very critical aspect, because it's not an either-or, but the other critical aspect is we need to reduce our water consumption in our homes. We need to ensure that the little water that we do have, we use it sparingly, that we take our shorter showers, that we use the buckets, that we save as much as we can so that we use the little bit of resources that we do have left more sparingly while we wait for some of the augmentation projects that the municipality is busy with to come online and while we pray for rain.
Look, the one thing I like about what you're saying is, you know, it's not that we're telling people you need to save water because you're using water in your homes. That's why there's a crisis. No, there's a crisis due to drought and lack of rain and so forth. Water leaks are a problem. That's what I'm hearing you say. You recognize that. You know that they are a problem, but they are a percentage of the problem. Consumption that is high in homes and businesses is another side of the problem. Do the bit that's your problem, and you guys are addressing the bit as you're getting to it, and we address the bit we're getting to. So by telling people, hey, save water in your life, you're not saying the Metro has no responsibility for saving water or fixing leaks. You guys are attending to it, but you want a teamwork. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. It's a multi-pronged approach. There's no silver bullet. There's no one solution to the challenge we're in. Okay. We need to reduce our consumption in our homes. We need to fix the leaks. We need to ensure that we bring more augmentation and more supply onto the system. These are all different aspects that are being undertaken. The Metro is absolutely not shirking its responsibility. There's a lot that should have happened much sooner, which has now been accelerated, but it's a partnership. It's only if we work together that we can achieve it.
Nice note on which to end the Mayor's Minute. Thank you, Councillor Leona Kruger, spokesperson for Mayor Ngababanga from Nelson Mandela Metro.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.